Thanks very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. First of all, I would like to congratulate all the panelists for their excellent, really excellent presentations. I've got a specific question to Mr. Vicente from South Center, but it can be also answered by the other panelists, because you, Mr. Vicente, rightly mentioned, especially at the end of your speech, that international cooperation is the key for answering to the global challenges we are facing, and that a legally binding instrument should be really focusing on underline very clearly what is this international cooperation we are speaking about. So I would like to ask you to elaborate a bit more on the key elements that you see for this international cooperation with the lens of the right to development that can really solve the global challenges, because international cooperation has gone on for many years. It has brought many benefits, but is also part of the collateral damages that have created also this situation. So if you can just briefly enlighten us on the key elements of this new model of international cooperation that is required for the for facing the global challenges, and also to the other panelists on trade and also climate changes, that is a climate changes especially is a cross-sectional issue, you know, in these global challenges that we are facing. If you can enlighten us on this issue of international cooperation, thanks.